Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 130, Call Her Blessed. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Proverbs 31:28. I want you to sit with that image for just a moment. Children who rise, a husband who praises. This is not a small, ordinary scene. It is the harvest of a whole life of love given without an audience, without recognition, without applause. Think about it with me. So much of what a mother does happens where no one is watching. In the middle of the night, when the house was dark and she was the only one awake, in the prayers she whispered when everyone else was asleep, in the meals made with tired hands, in the quiet care that seemed small but held everything together. God sees every hidden act, every single one, and one day this verse tells us that invisible love finds a voice. The children rise and speak. The husband praises. Why? Because she lifted them first. 1,000 times before they had words, she was already there. The blessing that comes out of their mouths is a seed she planted years ago. It is faithfulness that finally became fruit. But here is what weighs on me this morning. In so many homes, the gratitude is real. It lives in the heart. It just never makes it out of the mouth. And silent honor, no matter how genuine it is on the inside, feels like indifference to the one who needs to hear it. A mother who spent years giving herself should not have to guess whether she is loved. She needs to hear it said. And this is something that gets learned at home. When praise is the culture of a household, when children watch a father honor their mother, when celebrating someone is just a normal thing at the dinner table, they grow up knowing how to do the same. Honor is not inherited automatically. It is planted by example, day after day after day. And I want to say something about Proverbs 31, because many people carry this chapter as a burden. The woman of Proverbs 31 is not an impossible standard designed to make anyone feel like they fall short. She is a faithful life seen through the eyes of gratitude. That is what this verse is showing us. When we look with thankful eyes, we see how much has already been given. We are not celebrating perfection. We are celebrating faithfulness. And faithfulness, the kind that shows up every day with what it has. Every mother who loved like that deserves to have it named out loud. So today, one thing. Before breakfast, praise the mother of your home out loud. Not in your head, out loud, with real words, in front of the children if you can. Tell her what she does. Tell her what she means. Let the children hear you say it. If she is far away, do not wait. Call her now. Write to her now. Do not let this day go by without her hearing it from you. This is the moment. This is the act. Be the child. Be the husband who rises today and says, "You are blessed." Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.